better and removing some of the barriers that keep it from being more fun for more people. Myth number one. Modern golf clubs hit farther than clubs of even a few years ago. In reality, no they don't. What you're seeing basically is a marketing gimmick. Let's begin at the beginning. Three things primarily determine the distance you hit a golf ball: the loft of the club head, the length of the shaft, and the speed with which you swing. There is also this factor. The longer the length of a club, the lower its loft, the heavier its weight, and the stiffer its shaft, the harder the club will be to hit. Over the past few years, your swing speed has probably stayed about the same, but unfortunately, the loft angles and the shaft length of your clubs have not. Each year, in order to say their clubs hit farther, the club companies have been tinkering with the loft angles of your club heads, lowering them a bit at a time each year. As a result, every club in the set has moved up at least one, if not two numbers. So, when you go to a driving range for demo day, and you're hitting a 6-iron farther than you would hit your old 5-iron, you know why? It's because that shiny new 6-iron in your hands was a 5-iron only a few years ago, and probably a 4-iron a few years before that. In some ways, it would be comical if it didn't have such sad results. It has resulted in golfers unknowingly carrying clubs that are, in effect, designed from the factory to be unhittable in the hands of the average golfer, and has forced golfers to buy additional clubs that they otherwise would not have needed. Again, let me start with some background. In the world of club design, there is something called the 24-38 rule. Basically, it says that the average golfer cannot hit an iron that has less than 24 degrees of loft or more than 38 inches of length. The reason is, a club like that requires a swing precision that most amateurs don't have the time or the ability to acquire. A few years ago, the 24-38 line fell on the other side of the 3-iron. So, when you bought a set of clubs, you bought a 3-iron through pitching wedge, and you could reasonably expect to hit each of those clubs. Because of the vanishing loft disease I just described, the 24-38 line has now moved to the other side of the 5-iron, making the 3 and 4-iron unhittable for most people. So, what are you supposed to do? It's simple. The club companies want you to buy 3 more clubs to compensate for the corner that they painted you into. You're now supposed to buy something called hybrid clubs, which are easy to hit substitutes for the 3 and 4-irons. In addition, as all the irons have now moved up and away from the sand wedge, you're now supposed to buy something called a gap wedge to fill in the gap that they created at the other end with their loft-shrinking marketing stunts. But all is not lost, however. There are remedies for this vanishing loft disease that we'll get to later in this audiobook. Myth number two. The longer my driver is, the farther I'll be able to hit it. In my estimation, 90% of the drivers sold in shops today are too long for most players. If that's the case for you, then cut it down and re-swing weighted to the shorter length, and don't be shy about it. Here's why. Let's start with the issue of distance. Most golfers believe longer length drivers will hit farther. They won't. Drivers ranging from 43 to 45 inches were put to a test with 50 different golfers of varying handicap levels. The difference in distance between a 43 and a 45-inch driver is a whopping yard plus a few inches. In terms of accuracy, there is no question it is much easier to hit a shorter club straight. But wait, the plot thickens. There is another reason for having a shorter driver. It appears that, in the hands of real people, the shorter driver may not only hit the ball with more accuracy, but farther as well. You see, for every quarter inch you miss the sweet spot on your driver, you lose about 5 yards in distance. Miss it by half an inch, and you lose 10 yards, an inch, 20 yards, and so forth. On the other hand, if you can gain enough control of the club to hit the ball even a half inch closer to the sweet spot, you'll not only enjoy the distance increase, which comes with a more solid impact, but you'll be more likely to keep the ball on the fairway. Okay, fine. So most golfers today are using clubs that are too long to allow them to play their best. How do you know what the right length is for you? Most people assume that if they're over 6'2", or shorter than 5'8", they will need an inch over or an inch under.